Janae, and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Ferraris and pickup trucks, horses failing drug tests, raccoons and rats. It has been an interesting weekend in the world of sports, and we're just getting started. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwumike back with us here. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Janae, great to have you back. How do you like my home setup? Because for anyone watching on ESPN Plus, Janae is always doing the show from her home in Los Angeles. I am on the road in Arizona, and now I've got my comfy chair that I get to do the show in. So how have I done ambiance-wise, Janae?
Is that the set of Downton Abbey? Or like Bridgerton, you've got like the big comfy couch, you've got like the nice wallpaper that looks like a little, you know, scenic with the nice little impression prints. You look like you're living your best life. I think the sun agrees with you.
I think the sun does. I would say that the ambiance is about the only similarity I have with anything Bridgerton related out here right now. So do with that what you will. But Janae, I'm trying to channel my best energy. You're right. The West Coast, you guys just live different. I walk outside, the sun is shining. I feel good about things right now, Janae. That's the way it should be.
It absolutely should. You know why, Junior? It's game day week!
Yes! So this is what I wanted to get to, Janae. Because we've got plenty to talk about here. We're going to get to Anthony Davis and the Lakers, why he is in a very similar situation and thriving, which is giving a lot of people confidence in this team as we get towards the postseason. But for you, this week, we got a big week on two fronts. So walk me through how you're feeling, because we have game week for the Los Angeles Sporks that we're very excited about. And we have 144, the ESPN Films documentary with the WNBA coming out on Thursday. So how are you feeling heading into a huge week?
I can't wait for Saturday. I cannot wait for Saturday. You know, Thursday, 144 debuts, 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. It is the film that I'm executive producing alongside amazing women, Lauren Stoll, Jenna Contreras, Allison Gaylor, all, you know, directors slash producers on this project. And so, yeah, that debuts Thursday. Everyone tune in. It's going to be a emotional roller coaster of not only vulnerabilities of these athletes in the middle of coronavirus pandemic, but also their strengths as they strive and win championship and crown a champion in the middle of a bubble. And so that's Thursday. And it's funny, at practice today, all my teammates are like, Janae, yeah. So like, tell me about this film. Like, yeah, this is so dope. Like, so it's so fun that my teammates and a lot of people around the league are excited, looking forward to that. And then most importantly, we got a game. We're playing the Dallas Wings on Friday. And we about to get this, you know, I want the smoke. I want all the smoke. Like, I've been able to work and it's great, but when I'm out there, I can just let it all go. And so I'm very excited for the season to tip off on Friday for us in the LA Sparks.
Janae, when you say you want smoke, because I agree, and I'm excited to see, because we've all gotten to know the very kind, the incredibly humble Janae Agwumike that works with us here at ESPN. I want to see the dog out there on the court.
So, oh, you like, want to see the dog.
Are we going to get like Jimmy Butler levels of you want the smoke from this weekend, or is it going to fall below that line of him going out and just disrespecting the hell out of Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, I'm probably like, Jimmy Butler's from Tomball, Texas. I was born in Tomball Hospital. So like, something must be in the water out there in Tomball. Honestly, this year I have to be careful because I'm not trying to get fired.
I can already see this is basketball today leaking over on the radio in a way that almost got us all dumped on this show.
I was going to say I give zero about my opponents, and so
a dog is in the house.
Yes.
That's my energy. That's my mentality. Again, as an athlete, I'm the type of person that's not like zen, meditating, all that type of stuff. I visualize myself hating my opponent. I step on there like it could be my friend and I hate you for those 48 minutes or whatever, however long it is. And so, yeah, like that's how locked in I am on the season. It's a big week. I know it's Monday, but we're building towards something special on Thursday and Friday.
Hell yes, we are. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. And Janae's got me fired up now. I can say, like, I haven't gotten to get into, like, a game mode in so long. And the best part is, physically, I don't have to do anything. I just get to get all this energy from you doing an incredible job getting ready for this season. Janae, you are going to carry me that way in the way that Anthony Davis is carrying the Lakers right now. We saw him go off against the Suns last night. Over 42 points. Three blocks, three steals. Like, he had a stat line that no one else has ever had in a Laker uniform last night in that game, Janae. And he's gracious enough to give his teammates a lot of credit. He's gracious enough to talk about what they've done. Here he was, Anthony Davis, the Lakers star forward, talking about this team and what he and his teammates have managed to do with all the injuries swirling around.
I mean, they're having great games too. They're playing their off. You know, guys are making shots, making free throws, getting to the basket, making the right reads. So it's a collective effort. You know, our entire team is, you know, with the next man up approach every game. You know, Kuz is out. You know, West comes in, starts, and plays well both ends of the floor. Bennett comes in and makes some big threes. You know, THT first game back, play well. So everybody is contributing to the team's success.
So, Chiney, that might be true, but it's been largely driven, even in their loss against Portland, by Anthony Davis's performance. Does this, to you, look enough like the Anthony Davis we saw in the bubble, who in a lot of statistical ways was better even than the great player we had seen? Does this look enough like him to, when combined with LeBron James, you think this team could make a deep postseason run in the West?
Watching the game with Anthony Davis going off for 42, and I'm the rest of the league, I'm nervous. I'm shook. Because this is someone that has taken their time to get back. Yeah, had to find his rhythm. But then now he's hitting his stride at the most critical time in the season for the Lakers, even without LeBron James. And what I saw was a man amongst boys. Like, he was playing so dominant that you had four or five bodies swirling. His moves looked crisp. His finishes were elite. That reverse jam behind his head, like, it was wild. Anthony Davis at this level is an MVP. He is a future. He is the future of the NBA. And if he's able to put that together, you know, over a course of 2 out of 3 games or 3 out of 4 games, the Lakers are fine. They are fine, even in the interim without LeBron. And when they get LeBron back, and if he stays at this level, that's the team that won the championship because of how well he looked like he was in his bag. And so, Junior, I'll lastly say this. A lot of people forget that Anthony Davis, before he got to Kentucky, he was a point guard. Like, he grew like a whole foot and a half in high school. But he was handling the rock. He has an elite level of skill, even though he's in a post player's body now. And what we saw was that skill on display in a way that makes him unguardable, but also fierce. That was like the perfect Anthony Davis game, where he's tough, he's physical, he's finesse, he's skillful, and that's what brings Lakers championships. That's exactly why LeBron James says, like, hey, LeBron James recruiting.
And he recruited the right guy, Chiney, because also I would look at Anthony Davis in this spot and say he's used to this. Like, I think it's a military saying that you don't rise to the occasion, you fall to the level of your training. Anthony Davis has been the best player on a suspect roster before and had to make it work. Like, New Orleans, his entire experience there. We know Drew Holiday was there for a time, but his entire experience was largely carrying a team with a roster that we never thought they filled out enough for his liking. But this also creates, I think, an interesting conversation, because I've heard a lot of people say, well, the Lakers, man, they need to hope they draw the Suns, because that would be a great matchup for them. They want to avoid a Clippers team that just washed them. But, Chiney, if they're firing on the levels you're talking about, do they really need to worry that much about who they're matched up with as we get down the stretch?
Not at all, because this man, and this is the bigger question, when you have a post player that is that dominant, one that can back you in and hit a turnaround fadeaway, one that can pick and roll and dunk it at the rim, one that in transition can pick and pop. You remember last year in the playoffs when he had that game winner? Like, that was your center post, 7-footer. And so when you have that player playing at that high of a level, it's hard to slow that down, even if you're Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Because guess what? Mouse in the house, that's a mismatch. And so, and then on top of it, you've got LeBron James out there. And then you've got a supporting cast of hopefuls. You know, Dennis Schroeder's been out for a stretch, you know, dealing with the COVID protocols. Yeah. But you have the hopefuls that maybe might have a little bit more fresh legs coming into the playoffs, just for them to put it all together at the right time. And so, you know, there was a point where it's like, oh, shoot, like the Lakers might be shutting it down. But that nice intrinsic motivation that AD had to perform his best might have just galvanized and saved the Lakers season.
And Chiney, I think you're so right, especially as we look around at the West, rest of the West, because, yeah, that Clippers game looked ugly. But we also know Kawhi Leonard's talking about dealing with a few more injuries than maybe we had known or let on. Has some of that continuity they've built sacrificed their potential to do what the Lakers have done? Rest their stars and make overwhelmingly sure they're going to be healthy for this most important time of year. The Lakers are getting closer. It looks like they're starting to get this thing going at the right time. Coming up next, though, I want to build off that. Who are the hottest teams in the NBA right now? In the all-important phrase, who's the team that nobody wants to see when we get to the postseason?
The Sporks!
The Sporks! We'll get to that next. Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I did not have a My 2021 bingo card. Tim Tebow returned to the NFL at tight end. But yep. Here we are. And so in about 10 minutes, we'll talk about that with our ESPN NFL analyst, Mina Kimes. Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Jhené Egwumike. I know you weren't ready for that one, Jhené. As we got back here, I know we were talking during the break. It's like, wait, this is really a thing that's happening right now?
Yeah, I was following the news as I was coming back from practice, and I was like, hold up, wait. And then I was like, wait, time out. The second whammy, tight end?
I mean, think about what we have going on right now in the world of sports. We're going to get to in a bit. You just heard J. Cole coming back there. Apparently, he's getting ready to play in the NBA Africa League.
The Basketball Africa League. This was the best thing you could have done. If you're trying to bring marketing, this is the NBA's league for Africa. We'll save it for energy. But J. Cole out there, we got to make a trip. Okay, well, Junior, we got to head back out there.
I guess that's what I'm saying, Jhené, is that both of them seem like they're largely publicity-driven. I tweeted at Mike Golic Jr., who do you think has a better chance of actually making it and succeeding here, Tim Tebow or J. Cole?
You see that jumper? J. Cole out here going to give buckets. He's going to get buckets. Like, it's, J. Cole's a legit player.
I think for a lot of people, that's a question that they have, because we also just came off the weekend, Jhené, where we had DK Metcalf running in his first attempt at trying to qualify and make the Olympics in the 100 meters. He went out there and he finished near the end of his heat, Jhené, but we know for a guy that's 6'4", 235 pounds, it looked way better than he had any right to going up against professional sprinters.
News involving J. Cole, Tim Tebow, and DK Metcalf all playing sports that probably surprised a lot of people, with the exception of J. Cole and maybe Tim Tebow, but the position there. This to me was like, okay, it's Monday and it's 2021. Like, what?
It is all the above. Now, we've also had the conversation on the show earlier, Jhené, about the biggest lies told in sports, because in addition to that weird bingo card of things, we have also had Bob Baffert, one of the trainers of Medina Spirit, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, having to respond to a failed drug test by the horse, which is wild. And Bob Baffert's coming out here on Fox talking about cancel culture, getting this horse. And so we've been talking about the lies told in the history of sports, Jhené. And we've been asking people, 888-729-3776, to give us some of those right now. So let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence, you're on Jhené and Golic Jr. What's the biggest lie in sports you've heard?
Mostly over the last few years, it's been any coach, college or pro, that gets up there and pounds the podium, swears allegiance to where he's coaching at and the players, and then 2 weeks later they're announced to coach somewhere else.
Yep, a tradition like any other, Clarence. There's no doubt, Jhené, coaches saying that they're here, they're dedicated to the program, they haven't accepted this job, and they're gone.
Oh my gosh, like, it just is comedy, because it's literally where the money resides. Like, look no further than what happened to the Atlanta Dream, okay?
Oh, my God. God, ain't that the truth? Still, have they figured out anything? Do they have a GM now? Do they have a coach now? What is going on there?
I don't know, but guess what? I wish we played them first, okay?
Yep. I was going to say, schedule them early in the season and get this going. Let's go to Don in California. Don, you're on Jhené and Golic Jr. What's the biggest lie you've heard told in sports?
Barry Bonds and the sports cream that gave him the steroids.
The cream and the clear. Jhené, who could forget that? The steroid era baseball is going to give us so many of these submissions, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't like it, because when the lies actually were, like, to enhance performance, you know what I mean? Like, it takes the fun out of it, okay?
Well, because speaking of fun, Jhené, the one that we were, and our producer Shannon did a great job putting together a list of some of these great ones here, it's going to be hard to top what Ryan Lochte brought to that Olympic experience in Rio, right?
Facts. Oh my gosh. Foreign governments involved, like tabloids involved, great escapes, like flying, you know, away so that you don't get like in horrible situations, not in your home country. Ryan Lochte, like he was a man of mystery for about like 2 weeks.
It was an international affair for a guy that had been known for a reality TV experience and that phrase chia or jia, however pronounced it.
Oh, no. I can't believe you brought that up.
Sinead, we can't just act like it didn't happen, all right? If we're going to talk about the Ryan Lochte experience in Sports Lies, Gia is going to have to be a part of it because it was a part of our lives that we can't escape.
No. That was like one of those...
boy.
Oh no. That's like one of the worst. And if you're watching ESPN Plus, you can see a number of lies. I mean, your university had one that was iconic for our generation, Junior.
All right, listen, that wasn't a lie. Like, it wasn't like, it was a lie. It was a lie that the supposed Lene Kakua told, but it wasn't like a lie that Manti or anyone told.
What are you talking about? He knew it wasn't real.
No, he did not. He did not know it wasn't real, Chiney. I will go with that to my grave. That I do not believe.
But how in the world?
It was technically, yes, a lie that a person didn't exist.
I should know. So. The girl went to my school, right?
Yes, Stanford somehow got involved in that whole situation. Dear God. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Give us your biggest lies in the history of sports. I promise we will get to the hottest team in basketball. I know we teased that. We will get to plenty on that front because I've got a great list. I think the one thing that starts to come up, we got four games left in the regular season of the NBA, is that team no one wants to see in the postseason. And I've got a solid list running of the teams that no one's going to want to see right now. It's kind of like when we did the teams that aren't getting talked about enough. This is a rite of passage. This happens every time of year. And so we'll give you those hottest teams in a bit. But coming up next, we're almost required by law, the minute Tebow Mania comes back into our lives, to address the situation. We will do that with our ESPN NFL analyst, Mina Kimes, coming up here in a second. And we will do it after this word from Indeed. Now, the reason... Why are you trying to steal my read?
This is my time to shine. Sit down, okay? Wait, actually, you are sitting down in a really comfy chair. I don't know if you caught this, Junior, but USC Women's Basketball made an amazing hire. Lindsey Gottlieb, former Cavs coach, loved it. Her versatility, an obvious reason for hires. Okay, and this is why I wanted the read, because I wanted to shout her out. The reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to really add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. They have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all of the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit. Take that, Junior. Now, he did say Tebow Mania. The Jacksonville Jaguars are expected to sign Tim Tebow to a one-year contract this week or the next. What does our ESPN NFL insider think about that? That's next on Janae and Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
One of our favorite times of the week. We're going to let Janae hold court in just a little bit because it's game week for the LA Sparks. And so we're going to let Janae get us all kinds of fired up again around here. Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And Chiney, you and I have both been surprised, although maybe me a little bit less so just because we know how this stuff works, that Tim Tebow is back in the news as it relates to the NFL and not the New York Mets, not anything else related to that. And so to try and take the temperature on what the hell this actually means, we head now to the Goodyear Hotline, where we're joined by ESPN NFL analyst. You can see her on NFL Live. You can also download her podcast, The Mina Kimes Show, featuring Lenny. Mina Kimes joins us now. And Mina, how are we feeling about Tim Tebow's chances of actually making the team in Jacksonville after this announcement? Because it's still kind of catching a lot of us off guard.
Well, they're not non-existent, largely because there really aren't tight ends on the Jacksonville roster. I mean, there are tight ends, but it was a position of need for them. They drafted Luke Farrell from Ohio State in the fifth round. You know, Tyler Eifert was on the team last year, no longer on the team. So if there was any position I would say, hey, I have a chance, I would say it's tight end on the Jacksonville Jaguars, coached by Urban Meyer in the year 2021. That said, we have never seen him do this. He is 33 years old, so if you were just to look at the facts on the table without the proper nouns associated that I just mentioned, you would say very, very low likelihood that this actually happens.
But let's just play in the fantasy land that he's able to convert and translate from quarterback to tight end. Why this position? Why could this potentially work out for Tim, you know, targeting this change?
Yeah. Well, Shanae, this is something that I think a lot of people thought Tim Tebow should have done a decade ago, you know, when he was in the NFL, when he was younger. And it's because he was an incredible athlete, you know, had strength and speed, and there are question marks around him playing quarterback where the mechanics and his arm, and I, obviously those are things that don't matter for playing tight end. And frankly, just to go back to that point, if he had made this position switch 10 years ago, I think there'd probably be a little bit more enthusiasm for his prospects in the NFL.
Yeah, I think this was always the ask, and we know what people are going to sell, certainly the off-the-field ability to help this locker room, all these things, yeah. The knowledge of what Urban does. Like, these are going to be the things that come up, but Mina, I think you're ultimately right about the realistic outlook of this situation. Shanae Angola Jr. talking to Mina Kimes on the Goodyear Hotline. Mina, it is interesting this coming off the weekend where DK Metcalf of your favorite team, the Seattle Seahawks, took to the track to try and make it.
I know you guys have something personal with him, so I'm going to be here referee.
Well, no, there's nothing personal in all of this, but Mina, how would you compare what we saw with DK? Like, what was your overall reception to that? We didn't get to talk to you about DK Metcalf trying to go out here and run in the 100 meters and pursue an Olympic goal.
Yeah, we're continuing this trend about talking about athletes pursuing unlikely dreams to DK Metcalf. Yeah, I think that it was a reminder of the difference between the two sports, between track and football, and now football speed and track speed are very different. But heck, it was also a reminder of what a crazy unicorn athlete DK Metcalf is, because before the race began, when he was lined up next to the rest of the field, you just saw how massive he is compared to them. And it's not just his speed that makes him so good in the NFL. It's the combination of size and speed. And the fact that he was able to even hold his own, especially for the first 4 yards, is incredibly impressive on his face.
Mina Kimes. Sorry. I want to jump in here because, you know, we're talking about, you know, DK Metcalf and being in track and field and running, and then Tim Tebow converting to tight end. And I just am curious, like, Mina, what is your other sport? Is it still the New York Times crossword puzzle? Is it something out there? Like, what would you actually jump in and compete at a high level?
Oh, definitely not the crossword. There are people who are much better than me. I don't really have any skills like that, but I would say maybe Etch-a-Sketching, just because no one else does it. You got to really choose a narrow lane. That's where I think DK, you know, he chose something a lot of people do and do really well. You got to be really hyper-specific. That's the move.
That's a smart move right there. I appreciate Mina going back to that, because when she said, I don't have any skills like that, I wanted everyone to be abundantly clear that Mina Kimes has a collection of skills that are so strange and varied that put us all to shame, that there was going to be something she could go to the well on here, and Etch-a-Sketch is a great place. Mina, we have talked so much about football players and other careers and all that. I do want to end on letting you flex on one football thing here. We had the Eric Fisher signing with the Indianapolis Colts. Their offensive line gets the final piece there. How do we grade this Indianapolis team with that in mind heading into the season? Is it purely as simple as we're betting on Carson Wentz, and if not, all hell breaks loose?
You know, on one hand, like, it's a great signing because of the upside, and we're hearing Fisher might return late September, which is amazing, frankly, given an Achilles tear and when he was injured. But on the other hand, I'd still be a little bit anxious as a Colts fan, because I thought they were going to address left tackle in the draft or maybe earlier in free agency. And it is a serious need for this team, not just because, you know, Anthony Costanzo retiring left a gaping hole on that side of the line, but because Carson Wentz's downfall in Philadelphia largely coincided with the dissolution of that offensive line to injury. There were a number of reasons, but that to me was first and foremost how he reacted to pressure. So going into this year, hoping he can turn around his career, I would think that starts with protection. And while, you know, Fisher is going to come back, I do wonder how that first month or so is going to go without him.
And certainly that is the most pressing concern for that team. Offensive line always been a strength, but that's a major piece they've got to account for now. Everyone, make sure you download the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny wherever you get your podcast. Check out NFL Live every day at 4 Eastern on ESPN. Mina, we appreciate you, bub. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Mina Kimes, kind enough to join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
I was talking about, you know, the DK Metcalf pick. That was like the moment that you guys both shared, you know?
Like, I thought you meant like the football thing against track people.
No, I'm talking about when she like almost violently assaulted you on the set of that.
Janae, no joke, it was one of the most afraid I've ever been of a coworker in my life, because for anyone that hasn't heard Mina scream, she's got like a great death metal scream almost. And when the Seahawks took DK Metcalf, she had said to me not long before that, hey, you know what? I think the Seahawks should really look at DK Metcalf, big wide receiver, Ole Miss, ton of skills. And she was so excited to be right that she almost blew my face off with the heat of her screams in that moment of complete and total joy. It was one of the scariest things.
One of my favorite things to see. Favorite clips on the universe.
Especially considering I'm like five times Mina's size. So the fact that she couldn't strike that kind of fear in me says a lot about both of us, quite frankly. Coming up next, 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. In honor of Bob Baffert, Francisco Lindor, and Luka Doncic, we have talked about some of the biggest fibs, the biggest lies in sports history. We want to hear yours. 888-SAY-ESPN next. And we're going to let Chiney hold court as she gets ready for game week in the WNBA heading into the 2021 season next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It's a rite of passage this time of year. We get to the point where everyone starts to utter the phrase, you know, so-and-so is the team nobody wants to see in the playoffs. So we'll give you a definitive list of those coming up here in just a little bit as we talk some of the hottest teams in the NBA. Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, Mike Golic Jr. and Chiney Agwumike. Now, it is Los Angeles Sparks and two-time WNBA All-Star Chiney Agwumike today, because we're about to let her hold court around here and get us fired up for the start of the season. But Chiney, we really stumbled into something because we talked about earlier in the show when you weren't here. Bob Baffert and this stuff going on with Medina Spirit, the horse, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, that's now gotten popped for a performance-enhancing drug test failure that's being reviewed right now. And Bob Baffert's out here talking about his horse is a victim of cancel culture. It apparently ate hay that got peed on by someone working the stall. Like, it is the most insane Mad Lib of horse racing-related stuff I've ever heard, Chiney, and it doesn't sound like the truth. And so we've stumbled onto a really nice rabbit hole of some of the lies that we've heard in sports over the years that have been pretty darn good.
Those, I mean, this one is comedy, and it's just actually funny to laugh at that one, but I don't know. I think the real ones where it's like performance enhancers, those like you lose the fun in them, especially when they involve like actual human beings, not horses.
To be clear, from that perspective, I don't find the fact that the horse involved in this is funny. Like, them not being shot up with drugs they don't know about stinks, and from a human perspective, stinks. But Bob Baffert's response to it is the part that we're having a bit of fun with here. We'll make that distinction.
Quite comical. But yeah, I mean, there's a number on the list that the Ryan Lochte, the Monteteo, like, there's a number. I mean, we sort of in the break stumbled on a few that I probably want to keep to ourselves. But I don't know. I don't think I've ever lied besides saying, like, I didn't touch the ball when I actually did. Like, that's just the biggest sports lie I've ever told.
I was going to say, you don't got to be like that nerdy kid in the commercial that says that the ball went out on me, coach. We got to tell the ref. But
the
we have a number. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, you're on Chiney and Golic Jr. What's the biggest lie you've ever heard in sports?
Hey, guys. Great show. The biggest lie I've ever heard in sports is that Rudy was onside.
Oh, get the hell out of here, Chris. Never should have taken a caller from Michigan.
First of all, let him live. Never cut him off. Let's be respectful of our guests. Don't show your biases, Junior.
I'm not showing my biases here, but the Rudy is offsides thing. I'm sorry. I have to see that on a sign in every opposing stadium in college football. It's not an original joke anymore. We got to get new material out here. We have to hold them to a higher standard, Chiney.
Cliff, don't cut him off. Don't cut him off. Let him live.
Let's go to Matt in Knoxville, Tennessee. Matt, you're on Chiney and Golic Jr. What's the biggest sports lie you've ever heard?
Gojo, Chiney, big fan, love the show, I don't even think it's close. I would say the biggest lie in professional sports is easily Lance Armstrong. Homeboy didn't just cheat for a decade and then lie about it, but then dude goes after anybody who's actually telling the truth. So, Chinee, you just teed me up perfectly for that. So I'd love to hear how you think about that and how it compares.
Ooh, yeah,
Chinee. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, that one was a hard one, especially because, you know, Junior, we're in the same, you know, generation where we grew up. We saw Lance in his prime, and those are the people that made icons for us. And I even mentioned, you know, looking down the list, Marion Jones was the first female athlete that I was like watching in the Olympics. Like, I want to be her. She's awesome. And then to find the performance enhancers that take that away, that was a hard thing for me as a child to realize that my idol is human.
Yeah, I think for those, like you mentioned, the Livestrong movement, what that was, forget even just sports, but in life, the people it helped dealing with cancer, and to have that person, the head of all that good, be not just, like he pointed out, someone who had lied about this, but someone who then, I mean, we've talked to people, there was the documentary, the ESPN Films 30 for 30 about Lance, mm-hmm. like, it has gotten ugly in that over the course of time. So we'll get to more of those, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, but we got Chinee Agumike getting ready to make her debut in a Sparks uniform back on the court after a couple years away. We're excited about that. She's excited about that. And so she's going to be on the court later this week. We figure we let her hold court now. Cliff?
She's got two careers, and it's time to switch gears.
You come for me, you come for the queen, you best not miss, okay?
She runs the show here.
I would be all of you guys playing by myself.
There.
Fast break, Chinee Agumike, all alone, plays it up and in.
And everywhere, Chinee's court.
Y'all won't be hearing fast break. You're going to be hearing Chinee Agumike for three, baby. Bam. Three to the dome, Mellow Style, New York. Number three. All right, the only short anecdote that I had is over the weekend, we had a scrimmage versus the Las Vegas Aces. And the first scrimmage, y'all know we won. And the fun fact is that this scrimmage, we tied. Yes, you heard that correctly. A basketball game happened, and it finished in a tie. And I do like that because it's preseason. No one wants to put themselves at risk, which is why we chose to forego overtime. So we end up in a tie, and it was interesting. So your LA Sparks took no L's in the preseason. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know what this team's going to do. Well, guess what? You got double trouble. You got Christy Tolliver. You got so many great players. Erica Wheeler. Simone Augustus. Like, y'all know Simone. Like, crossover queen. Icon. And so, yeah, we're going to be small ball kings and queens. And I would say, like, queendom. But, you know, we're just going to rule playing small ball. But I would say outside of that, we got to play for the first time on our home court. Now, I blame the Lakers, the Clippers, the Ooh. Kings, because we're bumped out of Staples until, you know, midway through the season. So, Junior, you're not going to be coming to Staples. You'll be coming to the convention center when you come and visit me. But it's awesome because we've created our own home court. And the court, I don't know if you saw it on my IG stories, is the Lisa Leslie court. Did you see that? Like, the
I
nice
did
little
see
inscription.
That. Incredible.
Major flex. It's beautiful. It's got a new design. It's got teal around the paint. It's got the signature yellow. It's got the pink and yellow, purple and yellow in the middle. And the theme this year is rooted in LA. And so I was able to play on my home court, able to get a tie, take no L's in the preseason, and really build with my team. And now we're in the home stretch until Friday. So, Junior, it's been a stretch, but it's been fun. It's been cool.
Undefeated in the preseason. Undefeated in the preseason is what we're going to run. Positive vibes only because you brought up the only true thing I know in professional sports, regardless of the sport. It is why when I go and watch spring training in Major League Baseball, my favorite thing is when the starters get pulled and just flat out leave the stadium. It's why in the NFL, you see in the preseason, people on the sideline whispering and hoping no one wants to play overtime before the games matter. It shouldn't even be legal. It shouldn't even be allowed. I think most places maybe are starting to do away with that, but Chinee, I'm proud of you guys for leading the charge on this important issue.
Yes, it's been great, and one thing I've realized is the jerseys are fire, so I've been able to play in the black, I've been able to play in the white, and we've got the purple. I don't know if you guys saw the colorways, but look good, feel good, play good in full effect in Hollywood. So yeah.
It is, and I'm telling you, Chinee, it's all going to look even better. I'm fine with the convention center. I have said I'm going to be your guy's Jack Nicklaus on the side. Jack Nicholson? Nicklaus.
He did it again.
I promise you this time that was genuine. Like, this isn't a bit. I'm just that dumb. But either way, I am going to be that guy on the sideline at the convention center to start off with.
You can be media. You can get a media credential. There you go.
Well, I don't want to be associated with the media for the things that I'm going to say and do on that sideline. True. Now, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll get to the biggest lies told in sports and the teams that no one wants to face as we get ready for the NBA postseason here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.